Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for May 11, 2026. Let's start with the markets. Tesla shares closed at $428.35 on May 8, representing a 9.13% gain over the past five trading sessions. The stock jumped roughly $16.50 in a single day, showing strong investor confidence as EV demand continues to normalize in key markets. In product news this week, Tesla has officially confirmed the battery pack sizes for its semi-electric truck. The larger configuration carries an 822 kWh battery pack, while the standard version uses a 548 kWh pack. These figures were revealed through official CARB certification documents, giving fleet operators their first concrete numbers to calculate operating costs and range estimates. Separately, Watt EV placed an order for 370 Tesla semi-trucks, the largest single California EV truck deployment on record, signaling strong commercial fleet adoption of the electric semi. On the regulatory front, the Tesla Model Y has become the first vehicle to complete the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new Advanced Driver Assistance System Evaluation Protocol. While the agency cautions that the tests cover only baseline safety capabilities, the Model Y's pass marks an important milestone for Tesla's autopilot and full self-driving systems in official government assessment frameworks. In less positive news, reports emerged this week that Tesla's in-house 4,680 battery cells are underperforming compared to expectations. Data collected from vehicles in the field shows the cells are not meeting the energy density and longevity targets Tesla had originally projected when the program was announced. This adds pressure on the company's cell engineering team as they work to close the performance gap with leading third-party suppliers. Tesla has also filed new trademark applications for the Roadster nameplate, featuring a distinctive badge design that suggests the upcoming second-generation sports car may carry unique styling cues. The filings come as the Roadster's launch timeline remains officially listed as coming soon on Tesla's website. And in a notable customer experience failure, Tesla postponed its planned Model S and Model X signature delivery event with little notice, leaving deposit-paying customers without a clear timeline for receiving their vehicles. The last-minute nature of the cancellation has frustrated long-waiting customers in the Signature Edition program. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.